Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 25th, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Athena to install 1,500 ATMs in El Salvador following Bitcoin law. Bitcoin jumps 5% as El Salvador braces for crypto law. $30 e-wallet airdrop. Opera browser adds first stablecoins to native wallet CUSD, CEUR. Jay-Z to auction Reasonable Doubt NFT at Sotheby's. FATF says majority of countries still haven't implemented Watchdog's crypto guidance. Key indicator shows capital beginning to flow back into Bitcoin. U.S. crypto giants build first version of FATF-compliant travel rule tool. Now let's get started. Athena to install 1,500 ATMs in El Salvador following Bitcoin law. Crypto ATMs are seen as a way for people to interact with the physical world, particularly those who are not well-versed in cryptocurrencies. Athena Bitcoin, operator of Bitcoin, BTC, -3.77%, automated teller machines, ATMs, throughout the Americas, is poised to establish 1,500 new cash-to-crypto machines in El Salvador. Funding of $1 million will help get operations underway, including the hiring of additional staff and opening an office ahead of the country's proposed Bitcoin law, expected to come into effect on September 7. Matthias Goldenhorn, Athena's director for Latin America, told CoinDesk via Telegram on Friday that while the market depth leading to the eventual success of his company in El Salvador was uncertain, it was exciting. On June 8, El Salvador's legislature passed a bill proposed by President Nayib Bukele making Bitcoin legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar. Crypto ATMs are seen as a way for people to interact with the physical world, particularly those who are not well-versed in cryptocurrencies, Goldenhorn added. If adoption gets traction, 1,500 ATMs is roughly one in every 4,000 people, said Goldenhorn. In the U.S. we used to do one in every 150,000, then one in every 100,000, but here it could be even more. The director also said his company was looking at twisting the cash logistics in a different way and partnering with financial institutions on the ground. In every Latin American country I've taken the company, it's a completely different ballgame and we need to be very creative to be able to stay afloat, said Goldenhorn. Rather than staying in its profit comfort zone in the U.S., Athena decided to pursue countries south of the border, Goldenhorn added. We truly believe in the mission of taking this to the people who need it the most. Bitcoin jumps 5% as El Salvador braces for crypto law, $30 e-wallet airdrop. Bitcoin's jump coincides with announcements made by El Salvador's president on Thursday evening. Bitcoin rose for a third straight day after El Salvador announced the effective date of the law making the crypto legal tender and a gift to every citizen of $30 via an e-wallet. The world's most valuable crypto is currently up over 5% on a 24-hour basis and is changing hands for around $34,294, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Most other cryptocurrencies in the top 20 by market value are up between 2% and 17% over the same 24-hour period, with Dogecoin posting the strongest daily gains. Despite being range-bound between $30,000 and $41,000, the jump in Bitcoin's price coincides with announcements made by El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, who spoke during a national address on Thursday evening. Bukele told his country's citizens they would be able to receive $30 in Bitcoin once they sign up for the Chivo e-wallet using facial recognition. The president also said his country's controversial Bitcoin law would come into effect on September 7. Though the case may be presented as a major boon for Bitcoin in the short term, long-term shadows, such as China's anti-crypto crackdowns and the U.S. Federal Reserve's hawkish tilt toward interest rates, continue to linger. Meanwhile, traditional markets, which have oftentimes correlated with Bitcoin's price moves, posted stronger gains over positive news involving a bipartisan Senate group, comprising 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, and U.S. President Joe Biden. The parties reached a tentative agreement on Thursday over a $579 million infrastructure plan after weeks of negotiations, which helped drive U.S. stocks in building and equipment companies such as Caterpillar, on news of the deal. U.S. stock markets closed higher on Thursday while Asia's were all posting positive results by press time on Friday with the exception of Laos and Pakistan. Opera browser adds first stablecoins to native wallets CUSD, CEUR. Opera said the CELO tie-up is part of an overall strategy to eliminate hurdles to using blockchain technology. Opera, a privacy-oriented web browser that has a history of incorporating crypto features, is incorporating its first stablecoins. The browser is making the CELO dollar, CUSD, and CELO euro, CEUR, stablecoins available in its crypto wallet along with Celo's native CELO token. CELO is an open-source blockchain network focused on making decentralized finance, DeFi, systems and tools more accessible. In its early days, CELO was often compared with Libra, the cryptocurrency created by Facebook. Stablecoins aren't subject to market fluctuations, Quautamoc Weber, Opera's head of crypto, said in an email. It's been a goal of Opera's to make blockchain technologies as widespread and easily accessible as possible. We've been following this strategy for many years now with our built-in crypto wallet and Web3 support across Opera browsers. Weber said CUSD was a great fit, because people can use it as an alternative to fiat in emerging markets. There are currently 191,763 holders of CUSD and 243 holders of the newly launched CEUR, according to Celo's Blockchain Explorer. At present, CUSD has a market capitalization of $51 million, a fraction of the $100 billion stablecoin market. CELO Crescendo. Opera also joined the CELO Alliance for Prosperity, a group of more than 140 organizations fostering social impact and financial inclusion through the use of blockchain technology. Larger corporations are paying attention to the crypto user experience and how to incorporate crypto into people's daily lives, Chuck Kimball, head of the alliance at C-Labs, which works on CELO, said in an email. Opera users can now send peer-to-peer remittances, trade, or convert to Celo's native asset or stablecoins from Opera's wallet through the RAMP protocol. Opera's focus on key growth markets, in particular the US and EU, Africa, Southeast Asia and LATAM, will enable these mobile-savvy communities to interact with CELO assets and the CELO ecosystem with ease, CELO co-founder René Riensberg said in a statement. Jay-Z to auction Reasonable Doubt NFT at Sotheby's. The news comes fresh on the heels of a lawsuit filed against another Rock A Fella founder over an attempted NFT. Rapper Jay-Z is selling a non-fungible token, NFT, based on the album cover of his debut album, Reasonable Doubt. The NFT will be sold by Sotheby's in an auction that opens today and runs through July 2. The announcement comes days after Damon Dash, one of the co-founders of Rock A Fella Records along with Jay-Z and Kareem Burke, was sued for allegedly trying to sell the copyright of Reasonable Doubt as an NFT. In its lawsuit, Rock A Fella Records claims Dash doesn't own the rights to the album, because he owns only one-third of the record label and so the rights aren't his to sell. Dash walked back his claims after the suit, countering that he was actually trying to sell his entire stake in Rock A Fella as an NFT, according to TMZ. It's unclear exactly what that means. A Sotheby's representative told CoinDesk this project had been in the works for the past few weeks. It's fitting that Jay-Z's pioneering lyrical brilliance is commemorated through the iconic vision of acclaimed artist Derek Adams in a bold new medium, Cassandra Hatton said in a statement. The release of Heir to the Throne marks the continued influence of Reasonable Doubt and its deep legacy of cultural importance. Reasonable Doubt, which was released in 1996, is widely seen as one of the greatest rap albums of all time. The NFT is meant to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the album's release. My portraits aim to capture the sensibility, optimism, and beauty of urban life, and in Jay's work I've found tremendous kinship, Adam said in a statement. A portion of proceeds from the sale will benefit the Sean Carter Foundation, an organization bearing the rapper's name that provides scholarships to low-income students. Bidding will start at $1,000. The auction will also be available virtually in the Sotheby's Gallery in Decentraland. Sotheby's will accept cryptocurrency, ETH, -7.97%, and BTC, -3.69%, as a payment option. Sotheby's crypto purchases are facilitated through Coinbase Commerce. The storied auction house said earlier this week it would be accepting CRPTO payments for the upcoming sale of an ultra-rare 100-carat diamond. FATF says majority of countries still haven't implemented Watchdog's crypto guidance. Only 58 out of 128 jurisdictions have stepped up, the anti-money laundering watchdog said Friday. The majority of countries overseen by the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, have yet to put in place its requirements for firms that handle cryptocurrencies. Speaking Friday on the occasion of its second 12-month review of progress on crypto regulation, the Intergovernmental Anti-Money Laundering, AML, watchdog said so far, 58 out of 128 reporting jurisdictions have implemented its revised standards. Of those, 52 are regulating virtual asset service providers, VASPs, and 6 are prohibiting the operation of VASPs. Implementing regulations built for traditional finance on pseudonymous by design crypto has been challenging. That said, it's been over 2 years since the FATF announced crypto would come under its AML rules, and the regulator is now asking stragglers to get their houses in order. The private sector was praised for its progress in developing technology to implement the FATF's travel rule, which requires companies to identify and share data on those involved in crypto transactions over a certain amount. However, the majority of jurisdictions have not yet implemented the FATF's requirements, including the travel rule, the FATF said in a press statement. This disincentivizes further investment in the necessary technology solutions and compliance infrastructure. The gaps in implementation, the FATF said, mean there are not yet global safeguards to prevent the misuse of VASPs for money laundering or terrorist financing, leading to jurisdictional arbitrage. The role played by cryptocurrencies in ransomware, much in the news of late, also got a mention. The report also identifies potential future FATF actions to prevent the misuse of virtual assets for criminal activities, including by placing emphasis on actions to help mitigate the risk of ransomware-related virtual asset use, the FATF said. In March, the FATF issued draft guidance that included additional wording on decentralized finance, DeFi, and stablecoins. It has received so much feedback on that, the organization said it won't make the VASP rules final until its next plenary meeting in October. This revised guidance will help assist jurisdictions in the private sector to implement the revised standards as a priority, the FATF said. Key indicator shows capital beginning to flow back into Bitcoin. The stablecoin supply ratio oscillator is recovering in a sign of renewed capital inflow into Bitcoin. An indicator that has historically marked major price bottoms is pointing to a renewed flow of capital into Bitcoin. The stablecoin supply ratio oscillator, created by analyst Willy Wu and tracked by blockchain analytics firm Glassnode, has risen from a 12-month low of -2.6 to -1.9 in the past 4 weeks. The recovery indicates capital has been flowing from stablecoins into Bitcoin, Glassnode tweeted Thursday. In other words, Bargain hunters look to have employed stablecoins to buy the dip in Bitcoin and broader crypto markets. Stablecoins are cryptocurrencies with value tied to an external reference like the US dollar. They are essentially proxies for fiat currencies, offering a price stability advantage that other digital assets do not have, and are widely used to fund crypto purchases. The total market capitalization of stablecoins has surged tenfold year over year to more than $100 billion, according to Messari. The stablecoin supply ratio, SSR, is the ratio of the Bitcoin supply and the stablecoin supply denoted in BTC. When the ratio is low, the buying power for Bitcoin is high, as the same amount of USD can buy relatively more BTC. Conversely, a high ratio means fiat has weak buying power, Glassnode said in the Explainer blog post. The stablecoin supply ratio oscillator helps traders identify extreme readings on the SSR and any impending trend change. The metric, however, doesn't consider the fiat-based trades or Bitcoin derivatives and is not a perfect indicator. Nevertheless, it has proved to be a reliable indicator of changes in the past. For example, Bitcoin's previous bull runs, including the one seen in the final quarter of 2020, kicked off with a below -2 reading on the oscillator. So, the recent recovery could be a signal of an impending change of fortunes for Bitcoin and broader crypto markets. Bitcoin is currently trading near $33,560, representing a 3% drop on the day. The leading cryptocurrency fell sharply in mid-May and has been restricted mainly to the $30,000 to $40,000 range ever since, barring the temporary dip to $29,000 earlier this week. The market capitalization of Tether, USDT, the largest stablecoin, has increased from $59 billion to over $64 billion in the past 4 weeks. U.S. crypto giants build first version of FATF-compliant travel rule tool. BitGo, Coinbase, Gemini, Kraken and Fidelity are putting an anti-money laundering solution up for consideration. A group of the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchanges and custodians have been tackling the challenges of bringing digital assets in line with anti-money laundering, AML, rules as they exist in traditional finance. Now they say they have an answer. One hurdle is how to share customers' personally identifiable information, P, when regulated firms move cryptocurrency around. A Financial Action Task Force, FATF, provision known as the travel rule. The first version of a proposed solution to this problem has been built by a team of engineers from BitGo, Coinbase, Gemini, Kraken and Fidelity, all members of the U.S. Travel Rule Working Group, USTRWG. BitGo and Fidelity are also members of the Travel Rule Protocol, TRP, an institutional crypto group that also includes big banks like Ing and Standard Chartered. A demonstration of version 1.0 of the travel rule solution built by the U.S. Virtual Asset Service Providers, VASPs, is immaculately timed. This week, global AML watchdog the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, completed a review of progress made by the crypto industry across various jurisdictions, calling out the majority of countries for lagging behind when it comes to complying with the travel rule. The USTRWG is a great example of the crypto industry coming together to problem solve and develop an innovative solution to comply with regulatory requirements that were not built for crypto, Gemini's chief compliance officer, Elena Hughes, said via email. This thoughtful approach to compliance underscores Gemini's ethos of building trust in this ecosystem. The fruits of the USTRWG's labors will now be leveraged by many other VASPs, including the 30 or so members of the working group, said Chris Metcalf, engineering manager at BitGo. How it works? The first transaction sent among the five VASPs are using dummy P, just to test that the plumbing works. P such as the beneficiary's and sender's name and date of birth travel with the crypto transaction. The message payload is set out using the Inter-VASP Messaging Standard, or IVMS-101. The U.S. Travel Rule Group expects to begin sending transactions accompanied by real customer P by the end of Q4, said Metcalf, adding that a system of VASP address attestation is yet to be baked into version 1.5 of the group's travel rule solution. This notion of proof of address ownership is a key component we are still working on, said Metcalf in an interview, adding, "It's something VASPs require before being comfortable sending real P. So instead of just saying, hey, that's my address, there is a digital signature that proves ownership of an address, so now the sender can feel confident transferring the P knowing it's going to the intended party." For now, the U.S. Travel Rule Group is solving bite-sized chunks of crypto's global AML problem. And as such, the version 1.5 to emerge towards the end of this year will only support transactions in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Initially, we've decided to narrow the scope to just solve for just those two protocols. Then we will expand to include ERC-20 tokens, and later other protocols, Metcalf said. 1 year milestone. This first milestone will hopefully be well received by the FATF, and it also shows rapid progress, particularly given it involved a concerted approach among a group of firms that are normally locked in stiff competition with one another. This isn't something we can all agree on overnight, said Metcalf. But we went from just a design on PDF a year ago, to the beginnings of a working solution. This kind of progress in 1 year shows an incredible amount of coordination and effort put in by a number of parties. Coinbase said substantial progress had been made towards launching an industry-driven travel rule compliance solution by the coalition of US VASPs. Our solution is tailored to the industry's needs and places a very strong emphasis on data privacy and security, while enabling participants to send the required travel rule data to the correct counterparty, a Coinbase spokesperson said via Telegram. The significant resources and planning that this coalition of VASPs has devoted to developing this solution demonstrates our strong commitment to compliance. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.